Blog Talk Radio.
Cutting my music. Welcome to the Outsiders. I am Heels the Fed with my award-winning co-host, Mr. President, and also my other great co-host, UPT. What's going on, my brother? How you feeling today?
I'm all right, brother. How yourself?
Doing good, my brother. Fred, I see you getting yourself situated. We'll let you get situated. Welcome to another edition of the Outsiders. I'm Heels the Best, coming to you live in the flesh. And that's not Fred. That is, I took a good look at the wrong call. That is Mr. DJ. I'm the co-founder of Upper Echelon. How you feeling, my brother?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
All right, my brother.
That's good, man.
These steaks are doing even better.
You got enough steaks for everyone, or you just cooking for yourself? Because we know that you're very
greedy. I got enough for everybody. I'm wow. Giving stuff away like Obama.
Wow. Obamacare. It's the Obamacare, you see. There's nothing wrong with it. UPT, brother, how you feeling, man? What's going on with you, man?
Man, it's the same old, looking in and out the check, getting my chuckles. I'm just looking at it and taking it all in, man. I'm loving it. I love the emotions everywhere. I love
very
it.
Very eventful. But yeah, I want to say this. Not on no group meeting. Not on no Twitter. We can say it in person. I tell you what, Aus, Ray, wherever y'all want to meet me, let me know. And we can make it happen.
Wow.
Whatever y'all want to do, I want to do the same thing.
Wow. I wish I had the shots fire your button, the pop, pop, pow button, because I'd be pressing it right now.
He said he wish he had the sound effect
too.
That button.
That's just Squiddy. He's like 17. Stop. I got kids here, little boy.
It was very eventful. What other way should it, the we usually are invested with what's going on around us in the world, and tomorrow will be very chaotic, to say the least. We all old enough to know the ones that can vote, Squiddy, you can't even vote. So the ones that can vote, it's going to be hectic tomorrow. We've all voted for years now. We've never seen nothing like this before. So what else you expect in UE the day before the election? Some Trump supporters and man, we had everything in the group. We had guys telling you to go get some good old vagina and everything. That's what UE is all about. Brothers just having a good time. We just having a good time.
We had plies telling
us
to get some wet.
You get some of that wet. Make sure it's clean. That good old clean. That good old clean stuff, as plies would say. So it's eventful. Like I said, we both had a good time in the group, in the chat. People got to realize KT is one of those guys. And I do want to say this on the record before we get into the upper echelon. KT is one of the most humble dudes you ever talk to in real life. I know people thought I was just playing when I said it. I've talked to him plenty of times, but not about Madden. DJM has as well. We've been on KT for 4 or 5 years now. He's a great dude. Don't let the talking fool you. The dude is a real good person. So don't take it too personal. And most guys don't in the league. Like Ray, he's one of the funny guys in the league, too. He's a good kid. He makes jokes and keeps stuff going, like, with a joking way. But let's not take nothing personal. KT is not one of those guys that want to see anybody get hurt in real life and your family to prosper. But in Madden, he want to take your life, your blood, your bones. He want to take everything from you. He's a grim reaper in upper echelon.
I agree totally. I mean, you know, it's two different situations, man. Madden in real life, you can't really compare the two, because I'm quite sure that everybody in the chat has something other than Madden to do on a daily basis. If not, we'll be playing 24-hour advances like I was trying to do with my dead to the world self, because all I do is babysit. So at the end of the day, you know, let's just respect each other's, you know, personal life. Let's keep Madden, fellas, and that's all I got to say about it.
Thank you. I agree with that 100%. No, I disagree with that. I mean, I don't have much to say on top of it, but, like, it's totally different. A lot of guys, this is a release. You had a long day at work. I know every day I damn work 9 hours. I know Ty. I work with Ty. I work with Trey. I used to work with him. So I know them guys. They get it in, too. You come home, you just want to play the game for a minute, chill with your family, eat, then do it again the next day.
Exactly.
It's a relief, man, you know. We make a lot of jokes in the chat, but Madden keeps a lot of men from cheating on their women. People gonna laugh when I say it, but it's the real, it's the God honest truth, man. When your woman nagging you and you got something hitting you up on your cell phone, you just go ahead and say, "Let me go ahead and find me one of my opponents to play, man." So just sit in front of the TV for an hour, let her nag you for an hour while you're playing the game. It's a good way. It's a getaway. It just takes you away from what you got going on. I know I'm going to start coaching basketball pretty soon. We're going to have our first scrimmage in 2 weeks. We're not going to win every game. So when I come home, I'm losing. I want to play the game, you know, just get away from everything. So it's a getaway. So we don't have to really get into that. That's a given. Let's get into some UE football. UPT we've had, and D-Dan, we had some good action also in week 14. We've seen what happened in Miami, the meltdown in the press conference with Coach Tovar. He will be fined heavily for that rant that he had.
He was on par with Dennis Green and Herm Edwards in that rant. Like, he's right up there. That's a legendary playoffs Jim Mora type rant.
I think he took first place with it.
Yeah, I think he did. Like, we're going to have to find him, but I'm very impressed. Very impressive.
If you're going to go off, do it 100%.
Right, all the way in. Go full retard if you're going to go retard.
and he went ballistic. The people down there in Miami, they're wondering what their franchise is going to look like. What type of product they're going to see in week 15 as they play Cincinnati. But it was, like I said, it was good for good television, good for, as Richie said it best, you couldn't eat, you ate too much food trying to digest everything that was going on. But that's what's been taking place in UE. Contenders, pretenders, this is the session. It is playoff. We in the playoff push, week 14. We have begun the playoff push. UPT, DJ, and we're going to run through these teams. Contenders, pretenders, you already know the drill. You know what it stands for and what we're looking for as well. So let's go ahead and run these teams down. UPT, you ready?
Yeah, let's go, brother.
All right. We got the 7-5 Tennessee Titans. I don't know if they're going to get their game in. It looks like he won't get to play the Los Angeles Rams. Contender or pretender, Tennessee Titans 7-5 UPT.
I'm going to go with pretender this time around. It doesn't look like he's focusing as much as he was in the first half of the season, like a lot of games getting away from him. So I'm going to go pretender this time around with the Titans.
Well, PJ, I'm going to have to go with pretender as well. I thought, like you said, at the beginning of the season, I thought he was kind of locked in and playing really well. But that seems to kind of slip away from him, and so were the playoffs. I think he's just on the outside looking in when it comes down to it.
Hey, I will go a pretender, but we have to look at what happened from him last season. 0-16 to 7-5. He has made a significant jump with this football team. The fans in Tennessee, which I am very, very close to, got a few restaurants and street names out to me down there. They are excited for what Trap has for them in their future. The future looks bright in Tennessee, but we all agree they're pretenders. The man we were just getting to talking about, the Miami Dolphins, 7-6. Pretender, pretender, DJ.
I thought he was a contender. He played really well, but I don't know, man. Like, it's like his head's not in it right now. I hadn't seen a spaz like that since yours truly did it. So I'm gonna go ahead and say, skill wise, he's a contender for the playoffs. But right now, where he is, he's a pretender.
DJ, I'm gonna try to defense a little bit on this one. I'm gonna go with pretender just for the sake of the meltdown game in Jacksonville. Well, with Jacksonville, it was a big game. He needed that win, and I don't think he makes the playoffs. Pretender.
I agree. He's a pretender right now. AFC is weak, which we've been saying for a while. He still might slip in. He might stumble into the playoffs. But mentally, the Dolphins has checked out. What I've said before, I've seen Carlos Williams Sr. wear Walter Payton's jersey, 34. The Bears is not winning no game until Wade changed Gabriel Rich. Number from Jerry. He had Jerry Rice's number with another guy. He changed it. That's when the 49ers started winning. The Bears were not winning with Peyton numbers being showcased. Now the Dolphins is not going to win with slanging Dan Marino's number being worn by some rookie named Williamson. Sound like a tire company. Show some respect to these legends. Stop putting these bums with their numbers. And until he changed that jersey number, the Dolphins will be pretenders. And I know Prez will say the same. He thinks Tovar and the Dolphins are the definition of overrated and UE. Let's continue on. Houston Texans, 8-5. They have went on a little run of late, ran into a buzzsaw of the Cleveland Browns. The Browns do that to a lot of teams. Houston Texans, 8-5. Contender or pretender, UPT?
I'm going to go with contender. I think he has a chance to get to slip in the wild card seat if he continues to win. So I'm going to go put contender and give him a chance and let him see what he can do.
He's definitely a contender for the wild card, but there have been rumors and rumblings that maybe his brother, the Jacksonville Jaguars coach, was actually coaching his team on a few occasions. I don't know if that's true or not.
Wow.
But the current state is he's a contender who better hope he doesn't meet up with the Jaguars in the playoffs.
Wow! What kind of gate can we put on that?
Brogate down in Texas. The stars and stripes are big at night. Everything happens in Texas. I'm looking at the schedule. 49ers, Jets, and we know what the Colts are about. We have their own and all mine. So they're finished.
Relax.
They're finished. So they can finish. If they don't beat the 49ers, which they're more than capable of doing, they're finished 10-6. I think Houston is contenders to make the playoffs, and they have a good front seven that can make some noise in the playoffs. Besides KT, the AFC could be shaky. It's up for grabs. I like Houston Texans in the playoffs. Cincinnati Bengals, 8-4. The owner had some personal things to take care of. Now he's back ready, locked loaded in the placing game. Contender or pretender, DJM, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, Bengals are definitely a contender. They were on the cusp last year. Like you said, he had a few things going on, but that seems to be resolved. So he's definitely a contender. He'll make the playoffs, and then once he's in there, it's anybody's game. He can play with anybody. He's consistent. So he can play with anybody. UPT.
Yeah, to me, I gotta give my man some love this time around. He said I never show him love, so I'm gonna go contender. Even though he's on a 2-game losing streak, I still see him coming back and focusing to get into the playoffs, doing what he has to do. He's one of the contenders to go against these Browns to slow that guy over there down. So we'll see what the Bengals got.
I'm gonna go with pretender. The only reason I'm gonna go pretender is he gonna have enough rhythm? Is Andy Dalton the ugly stepchild? Is the redhead stepchild? Is he gonna be able to get that rhythm and that magic that they had? Yeah, literally. Is they gonna be able to get that magic back? And I don't think he will be able to gel in the playoffs. So I'm gonna say pretender. The Bengals, and I'm gonna go out boldly, they'll miss the playoffs. They're gonna miss the playoffs just because they're gonna be out of rhythm. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 9-4, contender, pretender, UPT.
I'm a fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars, so I'm going to go with contender this time around. I believe in a young kid. I mean, he has a great squad. He's a great user, and I like the little rivalry that's going on between him and the Cleveland owner. So I'm gonna give him a good confidence notch and see Jaguars as a contender.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and say he's a contender, but I'm also gonna tell you a rivalry is back and forth. Check it
right.
Anyway,
right.
He's a contender. That's my son, nephew, brother. He's gonna be right there at the end of the day. I thought he was a little better than 9-4, but at the end of the day, he'll be there. He's gonna be shooting for that number two seed, and he's gonna be right in the mix when it comes down to what it comes down to in the AFC.
All right.
I'm gonna go with contender. I'm gonna go with contender off of what I've seen today. The Jaguars, they dissected the Miami Dolphins. And a lot of people are going to say that's the Dolphins. Casey will say that's trash, so it's no use. And Fred will say that's trash as well. But what I've seen was it wasn't so much what the Dolphins did as what the Jaguars was doing to them. They dictated the game. They played at their tempo. They had a great balance going. The Jaguars are a tough outcome playoff times. I think they will finally get over that hump of just losing playoff game after playoff game. They're going to win the game. The Buffalo Bills, UPT, we already know how you feel about them. They're 10-3, contender or pretender. DJ, we're going to let you speak first because we already know what UPT feel about those Bills.
Well, Ty's my boy, and this is not a biased pick. I think he's finally become a contender. He's beaten some of the upper echelon, no pun intended. He's beaten the better guys in the league, and he's right there on the cusp. He's a top five offense and a top five defense. So once you get those two things going well, you're always going to be in the game. So I will get, and he beat KT this season. So I'm going to definitely make him a contender.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Regardless of how me and his relationship has veered off at this point, I'm a believer in T.Y. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, he made me a believer. So I got to take my hat off to a guy that actually, you know, took me out. You know what I'm saying? As long as his name isn't Ill Will. But T.Y., he came off and he showed me that he can be a top five guy in UE, not just the playoffs this year in UE. So good luck, T.Y.
Well, the Bills, they're 10-3. A surprise team. Last year they were 7-9. A lot of people thought the Bills would just be a guy, you know, just be one of the guys in the league that just win a few games. And they have shown us this season quietly that they are one of the top 10 defenses. Tyrod Taylor is learning this offense. And I don't call him his real name because Coach Ty told me until he won a playoff game, do not call him by his mother's government name. So I'm calling what he told me. So the Bills are playing good football. They got young corners and Mackenzie Alexander and Darby. Both of them are, I think, under 24 years old, playing lights-out football. They have Floyd, Darius on that front line with Shaq Lawson. They're young. They're exciting. Sammy Watson on the other end. Watkins. I like the Bills. They're contenders. It's going to be exciting to see them in the AFC. The Oakland Raiders, they're 11-2. Contender, pretender, UPT.
Oakland Raiders are serious, man. That's a serious team over there. I mean, that is number one and number two, and Oakland is trying to take that number one spot. He right now resides at number two, and I do believe in gold, so I'm going to go with contender all the way. Super Bowl winner.
Ooh, wow.
I mean, gold's my boy. Gold's, we've been playing together for a minute now since he was the Lions. But it comes to a point until you can actually beat this guy, you're not a contender. Until he can beat KT, I can't call him a contender yet. And
right,
it's been a few seasons now, a few Maddens now, where he's always that your Achilles heel, that guy you can't get by. So I'm going to call him a pretender right now.
That was
until he proves me
otherwise. I agree with DJ M on this. He's always a contender. He's a top 5-7 guy in this league. But is he going to be able to get through KT? It's almost like the Bulls with the MJ. I mean, the Pistons and the MJ. Or with the Pistons and the Celtics. When is he going to take that leap? When is he going to finally beat KT when it matters? Because they play each other in the regular season. And it really is here and there. But is he going to beat them in a playoff time? When the Browns are at home, it's cold, it's snowing in Cleveland, is he going to be able to get that win? And right now, the Raiders are still Hollywood. They're still in California. Those guys are still not ready. I think one more draft, one more free agency, and go to get that team, they can finally get them over the hump to face the Browns and take them down in the postseason.
I don't know if there's any truth behind it, but I heard they might be going to Vegas.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true.
Wow.
Just my sources.
We know your sources are credible at times, so that is deadly information. We don't have to ask about the Browns as a defending Super Bowl, reigning and defending Super Bowl champ. Only one loss on their resume this season. We will not ask if they're contender or pretender. Let's quickly get to the NFC side. We have about 8 minutes. The Washington Redskins, they took a very, very bad loss. Shout out to Coach Mo Ray. He continued on having those San Diego Superchargers fighting to the end. Upset victory last night over the Washington Redskins. The Redskins are pretty much almost all but finished. 7-6, contender, pretender, UPT.
He's a pretender at this point. I mean, that game just showed us all that he's not ready to contend in this league, in the playoffs. So I'm going to go a pretender.
I'm going to have to go a pretender as well for now. I mean, his turnaround was really good. Somebody made a comment. Maybe he was sandbagging. I don't know, and I don't want to really go any further about that, but somebody did say that. He's a good user. I think next year will be a really good year for him, but right now he's a pretender.
I agree. He's a pretender. Like you said, it goes back to the Tennessee Titans. Both of those franchises was top five picks. They have both got their teams over 500 at this point. Probably will be at least at 500, 8-8. That's an improvement. Next year, I think the Redskins are just like the Titans. They take that next step and put themselves inside that top six slot, but not this season. The Atlanta Falcons, the reigning NFC champions, they are 8-4 currently right now. They are contenders or pretenders, UPT.
Oh man, I'm gonna say pretenders, man. He's my guy. I mean, I like his game, but as of lately, he hasn't shown me much of anything. I mean, with the dynamic duo in the secondary, he should be dominating this league. He shouldn't have a record of 8-4. He should be really cleaner than what he's been playing. So I'm gonna go pretender with the Falcons.
Well, I'm gonna agree with you on the pretender, and I don't like his game. Secondly, he's something about it. Just the things he says. Like, I'm gonna sit Julio to get the young guys. Are you serious? You're in the playoff hunt, and you want to sit Julio to get the young guys involved? That sounds like a rookie mistake. That sounds like a coach who's not hell bent on winning, which most coaches are. So I'm gonna stick with my pretender tag on this one.
This is tough. This is a real tough decision because right now, currently, they're on the outside looking in to the playoff hunt. And I agree with you on that, DJM. When you are not locked in a playoff spot and you're sitting Julio in the midst of a playoff run, when you just traded your first-round pick, so it's not like you have a first-round pick to invest in next year. You basically went all in when you gave up that first for Sherman, meaning we're trying to get back to the Super Bowl. But to get to the Super Bowl, you have to get into the postseason. And for you to make mistakes like that early in the season, doing experiments like you have a four-game lead in your division, is very difficult. They're going to be pretenders. That's going to be hard to overcome to get in the postseason because the NFC right now is very tough. You might not make the playoffs winning 13 games. And my math is right. He cannot win 13 games this season. At best, he can win 12, so that's going to be tough for him. The Arizona Cardinals, 10-3, currently on the hottest team in UE. 8-game winning streak. Contender, pretender.
Partners. Wow, that's impressive. 8-game winning streak, and I actually had the pleasure of playing against the Cardinals. They play really well. David Johnson is a monster, and I just want to go on the record and say we shut them down. But with that running game, you're always in the game because if your defense isn't playing well, you can slow the game down and cut the possessions and still be in the game and have a chance to win. So I'm going to call them contender right now, definitely. UPT?
Every time I tune into a Cardinals game, it seems like he's struggling in the beginning. He likes to play from behind and catch up and win the game devastatingly. I'm going to go contender with my man Fred because of how he comes back with these devastating leads and hops back in front and somehow wins the game. So I'm going to go contender. He's a good contender to compete with these Vikings. I'm waiting to see that game.
Cardinals is definitely contenders. They are one of the teams that can definitely make a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, not just make it win it. When you see a team come back from four touchdowns in the first quarter, Madden is asking you, do you want to quit the game in the first quarter when you're losing by that many points? That's how bad
right.
the game usually is. So he has won eight games consecutively in a row, and the games that he lost, there was close games. The Cardinals, the scary part about this is they haven't put together four good quarters of football. And when they do, if they save their best football until the postseason, they're going to be a tough out with Patrick Peterson and the Honey Badger in that secondary. They're definitely a contender. San Francisco 49ers, 10-3. Contender, pretender, UPT.
I'm going to go contender on my guy. I like his game. He's a real strong user. I mean, sometimes I think in the fourth quarter he self-destructs. If he can finish out games, he's definitely a contender.
And that's the key, if he can finish out games. I've had the privilege of playing him, and he couldn't finish against me because he had me against the ropes. I rope-a-dope that clown. But anyway, if he can finish it out, he's definitely a contender because he's diverse in his play calling for the most part, and he's a good user. So he'll be right in the mix with anybody he plays. It's just finishing the games out is his biggest issue
exactly.
with me.
I'm going to go with pretender for that reason. He cannot close games out. He's one of those guys that's just can he beat the big dogs? Can he beat yours truly? Can he beat Ray Smooth, the guy that he's gonna have to go through? Can he beat a Fred when it matters the most? I don't see it happening. So I'm gonna say a pretender for making a deep run. 49ers, I think, will make the playoffs though. Carolina Panthers currently 10-2, probably won't get to play their game this week as well. He contender, pretender for the Panthers.
Yeah, this is a tough one. This is a real tough one because we've only seen him for a season. But so far, I'm going to have to give him the contender tag just based on his record. And based on his division, he has good users in his division. And playing the NFC is a tough conference. So I'm going to give him the contender tag right now. I think he beat the Vikings, which is a big win,
yeah.
Good notch on his belt. And he's leading the NFC South, so he's a contender. He's definitely I don't know if this is his year, but he's definitely a contender, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, you can take it.
It's scary to see how the Carolina Panthers came snatch the NFC South from the Falcons. I mean, he snatched it.
Yes.
He's taking it and he's running with it. This is my division. I just got here and all the rest of you guys are bums, including myself. I mean, he's just spitting in his stew. He's serving his stew to everybody right now. At the end of the day, I think he's going to serve KT a cup of that humble stew. And I think the Panthers is going to go to the Super Bowl and take it all. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I like his game.
Wow.
He's a different type of user. He's something that we needed in UE, and he's bringing the magic. I love it.
I'm going humble to contender. So we got that. That is great. Humble Stu, that's his new name in the group. We got about 60 seconds. Giants and Packers. Contenders or pretenders? UPT quickly.
I think both these guys are contenders. Both of them fight hard. I mean, if they ever meet up, it's going to be a hell of a game. I mean, that's a explosive team on both sides. That's going to be an explosive game. I'm going to make sure I tune in and watch that. Go Packers.
No and no. Next.
and that is the final words here on the Outsiders.
No. What about the Vikings? Real quick. Vikings.
The Vikings are definitely contenders.
The Vikings are the king, the crown jewel, so we're not going to even speak on them right now. They're the front runner of the NFC.
Of course they are. They're contenders. We all know.
We're definitely going to try to contend, but that week 15 matchup, maybe week 16, excuse me, Giants and Packers. Week 15, Packers and Browns, that's going to be a good one. That's UE game of the week. thank UPT and DJM for coming on The Outsiders for free once again. Those guys are great, humble men. We appreciate everything they do. Get your game schedule. It's all about the UE, and we're out.
Good show, fellas.
Good show, bro.
CTC.
Good show, man.
CTC. Cut the check, nigga.
Cut the check. Cut the check with humble soup.
I like that shit.
Hey.
Humble soup.
Yeah, that was a good one, man. Hey, I hit you up. I'm going to get off of this thing real quick.
All right.